Hour. New U.S. sanctions on Russia and China draw a fierce backlash from Moscow and Beijing. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov has said the sanctions undermine global stability and warned the U.S. against playing with fire. On Thursday, the U.S. announced sanctions against 33 Russian individuals and entities over what it calls Moscow's malign activities. Beijing warned Washington to withdraw sanctions on China's military or bear the consequences. This after the U.S. imposed sanctions on the Chinese military for its purchasing of Russian military jets and surface-to-air missiles. Political commentator Jason Unruh believes that the anti-Russia sanctions are an effort by Washington to maintain its hegemonic position.
I think this is much of the aging empire lashing out at its challengers, trying to maintain its position. I think it's a very flimsy pretext of trying to push all this through. Not yet has any shred of evidence of Russian collusion with regards to manipulation of the 2016 presidential election actually been made public. I think it's pretty obvious the United States is using this as a justification to go ahead and place sanctions on Russia. They're a hard thing to do legally without some kind of framework. The World Trade Organization is theoretically there to prevent that kind of thing unless you have a national security pretext or you have some kind of wrongdoing by one of the state actors that would justify doing so. But I think this, in the end, is an act by the United States to try to undermine both China and Russia for standing up to the United States in this new emerging global atmosphere.